BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
This is your Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Teesside University have produced a song that you will not be able to unhear anytime soon. Imagine still having your hair cut by your hairdresser ex-girlfriend. One of our listeners has got in touch. Alice is on Real or No Real, and it's Bumbleo Wednesday. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Tell you what, I'm getting loads of great emails from you lot at the moment. You know I always say I really want your emails. Anything you've got for me, any stories, any weird situations, anything that happens to you and your mates, I just want to know everything. I don't want to pry. I don't want to be personal, but it makes good radio.
Yeah, well, you kind of do want to pry.
Okay, I do. So send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just seem to be on a bit of a roll with these at the moment. I could always do with more. I want to do a follow-up to one of these emails in a bit on
okay.
the show. Just an interesting little story we've got. Also, Alice Levine coming later on Real or No Real. Alice has not been on for a while. And knowing her, she'll be like, oh, you've bumped me off. Oh, I'm not important anymore. Because that's just the way her mind works. But we had Britney Spears on last week, so salsa for bumping you off of Britney, do you know what I mean?
That was this time last week, was it?
I can't believe that was a week ago.
Wow.
And yesterday on the show, One Extra's Yasmin Evans joined us to tell us all about One Extra live in Liverpool this weekend, and then jumped straight into the wet seat for a really stupid game of Innuendo Bingo. I don't know what happened to Yas yesterday. She lost it at times. This presenter's name set us all right off.
Okay.
Finally, we're going over to Georgie Spanswick on... That's just someone's name.
Hmm.
Is that Georgie Spanswick off BBC Radio Kent?
It just felt a bit, I don't know, random at the time.
Well, how must she be feeling now?
Oh, yeah, sorry, Spanswick, if you're listening. I didn't even think of that.
That's a person there.
Okay.
Finally, we're going over to Georgie Spanswick on...
Oh, yeah.
I think it was more of the randomness of it rather than your name, Georgie.
Yeah, I feel really bad now.
It was a really wet one yesterday. I find it really difficult to tell golfers apart, don't you?
Yes. Mm.
But this commentator here has a surefire way of identifying them every single time.
These two Americans look like twins. They're the same height, they've got the same facial hair, and obviously, you know, the same team clothing.
And one's about 50 yards longer than the other. That's the only difference, Connor.
You would recognise their balls.
You can see the entire thing right now on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. And tomorrow, this is big news. They are back. Getting wet. Tomorrow, we're joined by the stars of Pointless, Alexander Armstrong and Richard Osman. On Innuendo Bingo at 1:45, that is one not to miss.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We were talking about this yesterday. You know, some universities now do music videos. They've done them for a while to promote everything that they have to offer at the student union, all the stuff you can do, get up to, the advice you can get.
Yeah, the different societies you can join.
Various services. And they like to do them in music video form.
Yeah, and they spend good time on this as well, it seems.
So, one of the most famous universities to do this is the Loughborough Student Union, where we were DJing, actually, on Friday. And we got wind of their new song, their new LSU song, yesterday, from Jonathan, who's the president. And they've done it to quite an old song. They've done it to Five, Keep On Moving. The reason they've chosen that song is because all the freshers that joined Loughborough this year were one when that song came out.
Mm.
So, here's a little snippet if you missed it yesterday. You can get a degree and you can also have a sick night out.
So welcome to your chapter at Loughborough. You're probably here to get a degree.
Well, yes, that's the general idea. But what about that sick night out you mentioned?
Use our club to have a sick night out. It's Tuesday, hey, you and FND.
Yeah, I do think those lines were written for him.
Yes.
Doesn't sound the most natural.
Listen how much he's trying.
Use our club to have a sick night out.
Sick night.
It's Tuesday, hey, you and FND.
And then, of course, you've got the banging chorus.
Join media, go on TV. Recycle with free can E&E.
Enterprise and employability.
Right here at LSU.
Ah!
To LSU. Because there's so much that you can do. We know that uni's tough, but playing with pride.
Time.
LSU is always on your side.
Oh, they really put the effort in.
LSU are like the pioneers in this game. They did the original, and some would say the best when they did it to Naughty Boy, La La La.
I also want you to hear the guy that, Well, he gets the best bit of the whole tune because he's got like reverb off of, you know, Fade, Kanye West.
Yeah.
They've given him the same echo. Listen.
With student voice, we can make it okay. First in the Times Higher Education Survey.
No one else has got the Fade production like that.
Same as Kanye.
It is. I think that's where they got it from.
Well, get this, Scott. I've been contacted by another uni who, I've got to say, this is even better, the one that they've done, or potentially worse, depending how you view it. I really want to share it with you guys.
Have we missed this? Have we missed it?
I cannot believe that we missed this one.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
What have you got for me?
So, yesterday we talked about the LSU, Loughborough Student Union, like SAB team video that they do every year. It's become a tradition there.
Big old advert, really, for the student union.
Yeah, but they take so much pride in it, do it every year. It's basically their student union elected members kind of perform new words to a song based on what you can do at the union, how you can get involved.
And this year, their song was Fives, Keep On Moving. We just heard it about 10 minutes ago.
Anyway, got a big reaction that yesterday. And then I got tweeted by Teesside Uni student union saying, oh, hang on a minute, why haven't you talked about our one? And the thing is, right, we get sent a lot of these, and I was thinking, well, we kind of done it now, you know, Loughborough have been on, that for me is sort of the main one generally.
Yeah, the bar's set high there.
Yeah, and then I had a listen to the Teesside Uni student union one. Scott, it's another level, and I don't know whether I can say this is better or worse. It really depends on your viewpoint on this, but I really felt I needed to come here and share it with everyone.
Yeah, I was going to say, we kind of did this on the show yesterday, so I'm quite surprised you want to do it today, so it must be good.
I think it's awesome. So they've done theirs to the song by Sia, you know, Cheap Thrills.
Come on, come on, turn the radio on, it's Friday night.
Massive tune.
Yeah. So theirs is all about TUSU, which is Teesside Uni Student Union.
They've got cheaper free entry.
Yeah, so you can see they're putting the words of all the stuff that you can do at the union to the song Cheat Thrills. At that point, I was thinking, do you know what?
God.
They're sort of keeping time with it right now, so it's okay.
Yeah, but I think the train's about to run away.
Yeah, listen to the chorus.
Oh, God. Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Baby, come to the English cafe to have fun today.
I love too soon.
Baby, come to go ninja to have fun tonight.
You're going too far, she's going too far. This is it. Keep the pace, guys, keep the pace.
But they need to keep all the information about what you can do at the uni coming through the song.
I feel there's too many words jammed in, I feel.
Yeah, almost too many messages going on. Like when they tried to plug for the loyalty card.
Money, as long as I grow up a loyalty card. Money, money, money.
Is that, I don't need much money as long as I've got a loyalty card?
I think so, yeah.
I don't need much money.
Who's the dude at the back?
As long as I grow up a lovely car.
There's a video to this as well. They've spent loads and loads of time on it. So up to then, it's a kind of fairly standard video, that, you know, sort of similar to other types that we've seen. Except what they do next is they start to introduce, one at a time, the members of the student union.
Oh, so we get to meet them all.
And fit that into the song. And this, for me, is where it really goes to another level.
Right.
Enjoy.
Hang on a second. Aren't you DJing at Teesside University on Friday?
I am, yeah.
Is this a good idea?
I'm going to be playing this out.
Okay. So who have we got here?
Okay, so...
Is it Georgina,
first
is
First up, Georgina.
I am your BP welfare, house and safety and a snooze room. My name is Georgina.
Now, has Georgina ever heard the tune of this song before, do you think?
Yes, Georgina. Oh, also,
what's the snooze room?
The concept of a snooze room. Yeah, we need one of those here. I assume it's just a room you can sneak off to and snooze in. Nice.
Hello.
Would you like to meet Adam?
Adam now, right?
Yeah, so it's Adam from...
VP Education, Adam, of course.
I am your VP Education. Postgrad part-time Jewish student forum. My name is Adam.
Now, Adam, my love, you need to turn the microphone up a little bit because I couldn't hear you there at all.
Mm. Adam,
any of the words.
Do we want to meet
have any of these
else?
People heard this song before?
I don't know. At this point,
why didn't they get played it before and then like just sing in like do that tune? Mm. It's not the same tune.
Is it annoying you a little bit? It's another level. So this is my favourite. Here's Amy, VP Activities.
I am your VP Activities. I help you develop your society. My name is Amy.
Once again, Amy, I wish you'd heard the song first.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, you've made it to midweek. It's Wednesday. You deserve this.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
I am your VP Activities. I help you develop your society. My name is Amy.
Emmerdale and Coronation Street got four awards each, with Emmerdale being named Best Soap. Then the top prize for Sexiest Female went to Jacqueline Josser, Lauren Brannan. Sexiest Male went to Charlie Clapham, Freddie Roscoe, Hollyoakes. This is just a list of
it's
names.
Why
it's the most boringest entertainment I've ever heard. It's just names. Just watch the end of EastEnders if you want all this.
Just ad lib, use your personality to make it more entertaining.
Oh, how many BAFTAs do you have, love?
Yes. Go on, Alan.
Yes, Alan.
It's just a potato, darling.
Good afternoon. I'm Dick Soper from Great Sexham.
Everyone in club, all eyes on us.
Yes, Brittany! Yes, you've nailed Wakefield.
See the boys in the club. Oh, that's horrible! That's horrible!
James did rock the guitar.
I love that so much.
Oh, bless Busted when they came in. What did Charlie, what did James do?
James did rock the guitar.
It's the most hipster thing I've heard for a while.
Come on then, let's have it. Let's have a little bumbleo together. What a gap, says Andrew from Swaffham. Bumbleoing his van full of French cheese off. Oh, that stinks.
Whiffy.
You're whiffy. Ryan, Jason and Tommy bumbleoing their nuts off in the workshop. Stephen and Newbury bumbleoing like a fat child in a pushchair.
Oh, do you remember that song? Everything, Everything. God, we need to give that another go. That was hilarious.
We actually don't. You can have it as one of your bangers one day, I'll win. Luke bumbleoing in his oven in work in Swansea. Lovely.
Go on, Pete. Bumbleo.
James did rock the guitar.
Hello, Kane and Codge from Southampton. At work in Eastleigh. Yes, Eastleigh. Will bumbleoing his plough off in Norfolk. Richard bumbleoing on his beet harvester. And Sean on the M5.
Bumbleo, bumbleo.
Have you got anyone?
Yeah, big shout out to Ben bumbleoing his plane off at Bristol Airport. I don't know if he's sort of flying the plane or if he's just a passenger.
Sure.
Enjoy, clappy bit.
4 years.
And let's go again, one more time. People love this so much. Hi, Jenny. So glad I made it to midweek. Harry bumbleoing on his tractor in Norfolk.
Leanne bumbleoing in Spain right now.
Courtney, who can't believe that Calvin Harris saying fantastic didn't make him to the gap. Maybe next week.
Ah, true that.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Also, we've got Chris in Worcester, Will in Bristol, and Richard on the M4.
You
haven't got the range.
Blazing! I haven't got the range.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Has everyone checked on Calvin Harris? Is he okay? Some what? People are saying his social media's gone, like, really quiet.
No, that just means his social media not doing so much. I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, but he's always on.
He's fantastic.
He is fantastic. I like the way he clapped on X Factor as well.
Yeah.
Like a seal.
But the whole way through, it looks like he doesn't enjoy it. And then he looks up at the end, and it's like two big flappy hands. Yeah. Like, I know that he's clapping, but you know what I mean?
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
That was Calvin Harris. And my way.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Ben.
Hiya.
Hiya. Where are you, please?
I am in Nottingham.
Okay. Whereabouts right now? Where are you exactly?
I am in a supermarket car park that sounds like Torrison's.
Oh, wow. The glamour.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you popping in?
Yeah, work or pleasure?
Work, unfortunately. It just stopped for my dinner.
What's the name of when you go into that supermarket, like the salad bit is called something like Salad City or something? What's it called?
I think it's just the salad bar, Scott.
No, it's not. It's got a special name.
I do hate that when places call like something universe. It'll be like a food and then world or...
It's called something.
I'd go and have a look, but you might lose me signal in there, so...
All right, cool.
Now, we were in Nottingham last week, and I saw this place I really wanted to duck into, and Scott wouldn't let me. It's called Trent Kebabs. And
yeah, I've been in there.
Yeah,
I used to work at Central Police Station, so I used to go in there now and again.
It looked well busy, but Scott, you weren't having any of it.
It's kind of like Student Central, because it's so close to Nottingham Trent.
Right, yeah, that's where we were, see?
Yeah.
I went past it the night on the way past my gig because I'm a wedding DJ as well. And it was absolutely heaving when I went past.
But you know, when you pass a restaurant, it's always a good sign when there's a big queue outside because it suggests it's very busy for a reason.
Not at 3 a.m.
I just thought Trent Kebabs, wow, must be one of those kind of unknown places. Doesn't look that great, but it is.
I think it only like opens like half of the year. It literally, I think I've been past. Like a few times when it's out of student season, it's just like closed. They only open really for the students.
Okay, loads of people have been on in that supermarket. It's called Market Street.
Okay,
when you walk in, oh, it's Market Street. Look, it's just like a market. Right. So you're a DJ. Apparently, you've got some tips for us on how to pick bangers in future because we're not doing so well.
Well, I know it's Radio 1, and I know you go for like newer music, but I don't know, like. There seems to be a lot more sort of older music that you could probably class as bangers rather than some of the newer stuff.
Okay, we'll take that on board.
So, I quite like some sort of early 2000s, late 90s stuff. I know who, but never mind.
Okay.
Robin S and Living Joy, that sort of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
I understand that. I've written it down, so thank you for your feedback. It's very welcome.
Yeah, we'll bring it up at the next show meeting.
Very constructive, actually, Ben. Right, this is what I've got for you today. Vato Gonzalez. Batman. It's Batman Rhythm.
Yeah, so you. What is Vato up to now?
Come with it!
Yeah, mix that in a few times at a wedding before.
Have you?
At a wedding?
Mm. Yeah.
Batman Rhythm?
Yeah, a while ago.
Well, yeah.
When a few people asked for it.
Well, come with it!
Yep, you can have Scott's banger there. Or, I'm interested to know if you mix this in at any weddings.
It's like we've had role reversal.
Edward Meyer, Stereo Love.
You've chosen one of mine, I've chosen one of yours.
Do you know why I've chosen this one, though? It just reminds me of the Euros just gone, where, I suppose if you're an England fan, it wasn't that great for the Euros, but we had an amazing time there doing the alternative commentary, and that was a good laugh.
What are you going to choose?
Oh, awkward.
Doesn't need to be awkward.
Tough one. I missed yesterday because I was in the office. What's your score so far?
It's 1-0.
Chris won with Plan B, she said. The day before, I won with Untouched, classic by the Veronicas.
Mm.
Yes.
Tough one.
Come on.
Feels like we're going to have to put a timer on him. Or we should maybe get that for future.
Yeah. Like countdown music.
Yeah. Okay, you're hugging the airwaves now, hun, so come on.
Scott, I'm going to go with Batman Rhythm.
Yeah!
Oh,
What's up?
No, I just think mine would have sounded touch of class to proceedings.
Don't mess with Vato Gonzalez, mate. Inside the place.
Come with it.
It's making me laugh a lot.
Where did you pull that from? I know what you're doing.
You don't want to know.
You're getting help again, aren't you?
No.
Who is it you call for help? There's no way you chose a song like this of your own free will.
Yes, I did.
No chance.
Yes, I did. I've played all of these songs on Radio 1, Chris.
I know you have, but you won't remember them.
Yes, I will. Anyway, you need to come with it tomorrow.
Yeah, 2-1 down in bangers. God, that's unlike me recently.
Vato Gonzalez.
Oh.
Badman Rhythm, Jump. Oh, if we're doing Who, Edward Meyer, Who.
Good song, that. Good song.
Both good songs, but I'm winning. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Fraser.
Hey, Fraser, how are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. How are you?
Good, thanks for calling Radio 1. How can I help you?
So, last week, you were talking to a guy about closing your eyes while your hairdresser cuts your hair.
Well, yeah, closing your eyes while they do the head massage and the washing of the hair, really.
Yes. Yep, that is the one.
It was whether it was a good idea or not, because... Do you remember, Scott, at one point you said you're scared to close your eyes in case they rob you?
Yeah.
Whereas I was saying, I'm not sure if you should be closing your eyes because it looks like you're enjoying it too much.
I always close, even if it's a new hairdresser.
Hmm.
But that says a lot about me, I think.
I think so.
Thank you.
So, basically, my ex-girlfriend is still my hairdresser.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, and I still get the hair wash and massage.
How long was it since you've been out?
We broke up 3 years ago.
And how long were you seeing her for?
About 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so even when you broke up all that time, you know, you kept her, you were loyal to her in the hairdressing sense.
Yeah, I have really long hair, so it's kind of, it's a stressful, you know, changing hairdressers.
Hang on, when you broke up, she was still your hairdresser, that continued?
Yep, she was my hairdresser before we got together as well.
Right.
Oh, this is great.
Hey,
there's so many questions we need to ask here. So, you went into the hairdressers one day, fancied her.
Yes.
She fancied you back, and then what? You started the talk, I assume.
Yep, we started to talk, and then, yep, she started cutting my whole family's hair. And, then we ended up together about 2 years, probably 3 years after that.
Not to be too intrusive, but how did it go from, like, you know, occasional haircuts to love?
Yeah.
Good question.
How did that work?
Well, I had her number, so I could book my hair appointments. So I guess it just, you know, general chit-chat, and then...
Oh, that's brilliant.
Go out for a drink.
Yep.
Yeah, you got the number for practical means, but then what you've done is you've started texting, just thrown in the odd extra question.
Yeah.
You know, how are you? Stuff like that. And then it develops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened, yep.
So many questions. So when you were seeing her, did you have to pay for your haircuts?
No.
Oh,
this is
perks.
Brilliant. I can't believe you still get your haircut, though, by your ex-girlfriend. I find that so odd.
Yeah, it's a bit...
Is it not awkward every time you go in?
No, it's actually really nice. Yeah, just we catch up. She cuts my hair. She washes it. I still enjoy... Like, I don't know if I should enjoy it as much as I do, the head wash, but...
And do you close your eyes, yes?
Of course.
Right. Even with your ex?
Yeah.
I mean, you've had your eyes closed with her before, I guess, so...
Yeah, I guess
Unless
so.
You're like Chris and you kiss with your eyes open.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
No one does apart from Chris.
I think it's quite cool that you're both at that stage where she can cut your hair, but was it not awkward when you first broke up? Like, you know, I hate to be this guy, but generally I have to go quiet after a breakup. You know what I mean? I go ghost.
Well, luckily I've got really long hair, so I was able to leave it, you know, till the time was okay again to speak to her. And
okay, so how long did you leave it?
I don't know, I guess a couple of months, I guess.
Right.
And then you text out the text her out of the blue. I know we've broken up, but do you mind cutting my hair?
Yeah, it's weird.
I was a little bit worried that she was going to cut all my hair off.
Yeah, well, you would be. Did it feel like she was angry the first time you saw her back?
Not to start with. She seemed fine to start with, and then it was like midway through the cut that she didn't seem quite right.
Right. Well, angry, would you say?
Yes.
Right.
A little bit angry.
It's like every now and then when I go to the hairdressers, every now and then it hurts a tiny bit. Do you know what I mean? And I just assume that's where they've just been a bit vicious with it.
Oh, you mean a bit rough?
Yeah.
Happen every now and again, doesn't it?
Only little bits, and don't really say anything at the time. And normally there's an apology. But I reckon with you, she was like yanking your hair.
She was quite aggressive with the brush.
It's kind of like working with an ex. Or having to experience something with an ex that's been booked in. It's generally quite an awkward experience, I would have thought, but you seem to be saying it's not awkward at all.
Sometimes it can be awkward. If I'm out and she knows a woman that maybe I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it doesn't appear to be.
And I guess you're not seeing her every day like you used to. You know, you're seeing her every, 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah, I guess so, something like that. Maybe a little bit longer.
Yeah, well, with your hair, yeah.
Yep.
Are you 100% sure she's trying to make you look better? Or is she giving you dodgy cuts?
Well, this is a concern.
Fascinating situation you find yourself in.
I guess, yeah, that is. It's, well, fascinating for you. I think it's quite normal. I'm sure it's normal.
Well, I'm sure we're here for some more people. Fraser, thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks,
Good to
guys.
Speak to you. Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Slaves were in the Live Lounge earlier and they left us. I love those guys. They always give us little presents. They left me and Chris some winter headgear. I don't know why.
It's good.
Some purple balaclavas, which we've got on right now. Restricting my eye movement a little. Ah.
What's with the purple balaclavas, though?
I don't know.
Did I miss this earlier?
Did we miss this earlier? Is there any relevance to them at all? Oh, it's on the album cover.
Fine.
All right. So anyway, thanks, Laurie. I think it was Laurie that gave them to us. Anyway, thank you very much. Very kind. We're wearing them now. I'm not sure. I'm getting a bit hot now. All right. Hello, Radio 1. Who's this now?
Hiya, Scott.
Hiya. Who's that?
It's Heather from Manchester.
Yes, Heather. How can I help?
Well, you know the guy you were just speaking to?
Yeah.
Well, I had to work with my ex and the girl he cheated with for 5 months.
Oh, my word.
It's even worse.
Yeah.
This is Jeremy Kyle today. You pooed in a fridge as well?
I haven't. Not today.
Oh, that was one of Jeremy Kyle's subjects last week.
I was going to say, that needs explaining.
Yeah.
It's not the question of the day or anything. It's...
Okay. No, that's fine.
Okay, tell me everything.
Basically, I was with him for about a year. I met with him at work.
Okay, so you worked in the same office?
We did, yeah. And then after about a year... I was asleep and his phone kept beeping in my ear.
Oh, no. Never a good sign.
No, so then it was getting on my nerves, so I went to wake him up and give him his phone. And then I just happened to glance at this message and it was off this other girl that we worked with and it ended up that they were going on for the full year we were together.
Oh, awesome. No. That must have made you feel brilliant.
What did the message say?
It's a shame you're not home alone and a winky face.
Oh, no, that's a bad message.
Yeah. Like, one of the worst.
And then, like, not ideal. No. And what did you, like, you seem super cool. How did you react?
Did you just cut his clothes up like I would?
No, I didn't, no. I stormed out of his house at about 1:30 in the morning and drove into the centre of Manchester.
Random.
Yeah, I just had to get out.
What'd you do? Just go and stare at the Arndale for a while?
No, I drove to my auntie's. I could have done that. That probably would have been more interesting. But yeah, I went to my auntie's house.
He didn't try and cover it up, did he?
No, but then I had to work with him and...
And her?
...this other girl for 5 months.
Oh,
yeah.
That is just the worst. Oh. That's so... I take it was awkward?
It was horrendous, yeah. And he got a job on a new team. And I had to watch them working together and sitting next to each other for the 5 months I was there.
All fine now, right?
It's all fine now, yeah. I'm with somebody else, so he done me a favour, really. Yeah.
Do you have to sit near him?
He did me a massive favour. We moved into an open plan office, so he was, like, right in my eyesight.
Do you still work together now?
No, I ended up leaving.
Right, good.
I ended up leaving, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't. I didn't want to see his face anymore.
I was going to say, was he the reason you left that company?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, but as awkward situations go, working with your ex and the person that they've been cheating with is possibly the most awkward situation anyone could find themselves
and
in.
And horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah, it was horrendous. And, like, everybody in the office basically knew, because obviously we were, you know, they knew we were together anyway, and then it just all blew up, and it was very awkward, to say the least, yeah.
Do you know, I've tried to date work people before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know why I'm saying that. I know you have.
I wouldn't advise it, really, would you?
No, never in a million years, no. No, when it goes wrong, it's too awkward.
Yeah. Have you got any questions for Scott you'd like to ask about his personal life? Because I feel like we've heard all about yours.
Have you ever had to work with an ex or a fling?
Yes.
Good question.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
Was it? I can imagine, yeah. Definitely. Did it all go wrong?
Really wrong.
Who was it then? Was it anyone we'd know?
Great question.
Anyone you'd know? Yes, I think you would, actually.
Yeah.
Would I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to disclose it?
Absolutely not.
Can I disclose it?
No.
Can I give a clue?
Right, we've talked about this off air and we've sworn to each other this would never make it onto the air. Everything else does. This is not going to.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll let you off. Okay.
No more questions. Thank you.
All right.
Got to be honest, though, Heather, as situations go at work, that's pretty horrendous from you.
It is pretty horrendous, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for being on. Love you, bye.
You're welcome. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alice Levine, hi.
Hello.
Can I call you Radio 1 and Foods, Alice Levine?
Sure. You know, I like the posh foods.
You do a lot with foods. I've seen you in many a magazine.
Oh, yeah. I love talking about just dips and chips. Yeah.
You don't combine it enough with the Radio 1 thing, though, because if that's your thing, bring it here.
Yeah.
Bring it here as well. Let's get some cooking on the show. And
look, look how popular those baking shows are.
Oh, you're right. They are kicking off. Well, you guys like Dutty Food. Like, we have that in common. You like food?
Well, we like food, yeah. It's not just Dutty Food we like.
I've only ever seen you eat Dutty Food.
That's true.
What are we drinking today, though, huh?
Now, this is expensive stuff.
I've got a lemongrass and ginger tea on the go, thank you very much, please.
So it's not the normal tea bags, it's the ones that are made of like a light silk material. What is it?
I knew you'd be impressed.
I am actually impressed.
Thank you.
Not that you could operate the hot water tap because you clearly never make tea for yourself at work.
Oh, that's all on now, is it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it? There was a slight issue with the hot water facility earlier. I'm trying to get my voice better though, isn't it?
It's actually sounding better already after a few sips.
Thank you.
Yeah, this isn't a diet thing. This is more just you trying to get your voice back.
Yeah. Also, sorry we bumped you off of Britney Spears this time last week.
You bump me off all the time. I'm being phased out.
You're not at all. You're not. Okay, here's Alice on today's Real or No Real.
Celebrity chef Jamie Oliver has been banned from Spain after he insulted the traditional Spanish dish, paella.
I have an issue with this because some people say paella, don't they?
Well, you should say it paella.
I mean, you should, but some people say like chorizo.
Yeah.
Instead of chorizo.
You should also say Barcelona.
But exactly, but you don't, do you? No. So it's kind of okay to say the like anglicised version.
Mm.
But then people make a real thing, don't they, of going, oh God, I love paella.
Yeah. I love going to Ibiza. I'm having some chorizo in Ibiza. Shut up.
Calm down, we know.
Yeah.
You're cultured, get over it.
Uh-huh.
So what did he say about this paella?
Well, who knows, Alice, but I think banning him from the whole of Spain is pretty extreme.
Yeah, banned from Spain for insulting a dish seems very, very full on. Also, it doesn't seem likely that he would insult paella. It's very hard to insult something like that, isn't it? Because it's just rice.
Something for everyone. Bit of seafood in there, bit of rice.
It's just rice, Chris. Well, okay. You're insulting it now.
I'm not insulting it.
But
you
it's
are.
Rice. Isn't there chorizo?
You're going to be banned from Spain.
Jamie Oliver, you'd think that they would welcome him to Spain. He's a celebrity chef. If he's there, he's probably doing a cookery show. If he's doing a cookery show, he's shining light on Spain and helping the tourist business there. So I don't know why you'd ban someone like him. There's other people I'd ban from your country.
So is insulting paella enough to get you banned from Spain? Real or no real, Alice?
I'm going to say no real.
Yeah, I'm going to go no real on this one.
That one is no real.
He's not been banned from Spain, but the Spanish food community, and you should know this, Alice, I expected better of you.
Okay.
They are livid after Jamie tweeted a paella recipe, which included chorizo. According to the Spanish food Twitterati, adding chorizo to a paella is sacrilegious.
I just said that as well, so I'm going to get banned too.
Yeah, it's not, they don't like it.
Just the prawns.
Yeah.
Well, now I know, and I can see why they were furious, and I apologise. profusely.
And next,
Hollywood superstar Leonardo DiCaprio is leaving Earth and moving to Mars.
I don't think you can move to Mars because no one can actually live on Mars at the moment. So, I mean, moving to Mars, that's absurd. But he has got all the money. So if he wanted to travel into space, I'm sure he could.
I mean, yeah, like you say, Mars, famously inhospitable.
Absolutely, yes. But he's got so much money that maybe he's going to build a house there anyway for when you can live on it.
I don't think it's that there aren't any nice... Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not that there aren't nice mansions. I think it's probably that you can't survive there as a human being.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tricky.
Scott's like, there's not enough nice real estate.
It's tricky to reason this one out. It's a lovely idea of his.
Do you think it's in the future times? You know, some people have paid to go on space missions. If they've got like millions and millions of pounds, they're going to go and take a trip to, I don't know, the moon. Are they going to? Sure. Do you think he's saying like in however long, when they've built, you know, a B&B up there, he'll go?
He'll go.
Okay.
Have either of you been given one of those awful presents where you're given a bit of the moon?
Yes.
Or a bit of a planet?
Yeah.
Right? And
twice, maybe three times.
Someone spent money on it and, you know, they definitely don't have the rights to do that.
They haven't got the range. They don't have the... They definitely do not. And also it's like, oh, it's your own star. Well, where is it?
Yeah.
And you'd write like, to Tina, darling, you don't have the range.
But at some point, when we all move to these planets, then you'll be able to claim your land, right?
You'll have a property portfolio. You'll be a magnate.
You'll be like, hello, this land's useful now.
Yes.
Maybe that's what he's done. This is where I'm going at with this, is that maybe someone's bought him a bit of Mars as a birthday present, and he now thinks he can go off there to go claim it.
What do you buy for the man that has everything?
Exactly. So is Leonardo moving to Mars? Real or no real? Chris Stark?
No real.
Alice Levine?
Maybe for less paparazzi, real.
That one is real.
He has signed up for and paid for a trip to Mars organised by billionaire Elon Musk, which hopes to establish a thriving colony on the red planet within a century.
There you go, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, how are they going to do that if it's just Elon Musk and Leonardo DiCaprio?
But
how are they going to start the colony?
Also, is he planning on being alive in a century?
I know, I was going to say, he'll blatantly be dead.
Bad
but
business
apart from sense. That, it's real.
A classic real or no real, if ever I heard
yeah,
one.
I don't think the climate is right to start the... Yes, to reproduce up there.
Okay, wait there, Alice. We'll do some more in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alice Levine is playing Real or No Real with us, our daily game on BBC Radio 1. Here's your next fact that might not necessarily be true.
A new electric duvet has been invented, which will shock your sleeping partner in the night if they steal too much of the covers.
This is genius if this is real.
Well, it's like a little electric shock.
How would it... I mean, there must be sensors, motion sensors, do you think?
Or maybe you both have a control on either side of you, so if you do find that the covers are gone, you get to press the button.
That's unpleasant.
Does the other person.
I do like it as an idea.
Some people who share a bed do have their own duvet, don't they? Because this is such an issue.
Mm.
So you get into bed together, but then you've got, like, your own cover.
Well, how does that work? So you're in a double bed, right?
Yeah.
You've both got individual covers, so one's above and one's below.
So or just side by side, I guess.
Side by side. And I find it happens a lot when I go to Europe.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to gain access to the other person's side... Like,
I don't like gain access, Chris, thank you.
It's really tricky, isn't it?
Let's never say that again.
Use that phrase, please. Gain access.
It's not tucked in, so it's just they kind of are...
Side by side.
Yeah, exactly.
Very big in Scandinavia, that.
Oh, really? I didn't know it was a trend thing.
Yeah, every hotel I've been to, side by side, not one big duvet.
I've seen those duvets as well, where they're there's like a line down the middle.
A designated sort of zone, yeah.
They're quite good.
I think the two duvet Scandi system, though, really not bad, because actually people get furious about it.
Yeah, and once you've had a cuddle, it's like, get off.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You can get duvets as well with games on, like Twister, I don't know what other games, actually.
Chess?
I've seen this.
Monopoly?
Just give me two thumbs like this is the worst story ever. What I'm saying is you can buy these quirky duvets. I'm saying there's a trade in them. So one that shocks the other person doesn't surprise me.
No, and I would buy this. So real or no real?
I think there's a market.
The new electric duvet which will shock your partner in the night if they steal too much of the cover.
I'm going to say... real.
Yeah, I'm going to go real on this one.
That one is no real.
Oh, why not? But there is a new invention called the cover clamp, which has been created to stop your partner stealing your covers. It can withstand 30 pounds of pressure.
Whoa.
So you just clamp it in.
It's like a massive paperclip.
Yes.
If you will. And then you can pretend to be the stamp, can't you, in your duvet? You've said about this before. Have you ever done this, Alice?
No, what's it?
Well, you stick your head at the top of the duvet, right?
Hello.
And then put the duvet right round you up to your neck and go, hello, I'm a stamp.
You've never done that, no?
It's a great way to spend your time. Brilliant.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
All right, I got 10. Alice got 20.
Smashing it, smashing it, smashing it.
It's how you do it.
When are we hearing your lovely voice next on Radio 1?
I will be on Radio 1 Saturday and Sunday, 1 till 4. It's controversial.
I'll be there. Thank you.
Okay. See you there. Yeah. Don't be there. Don't be in the studio.
As if I actually turned up. Thank you, Alice. The Scott Mills Daily. Tomorrow, we're back at 1 and at 1.45 on Innuendo Bingo. Alexander Armstrong and Richard Osman offer Pointless. Legends. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.